Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is here, week six, Unstoppable Boot Camp. Let's see, let's start with this little disclaimer. All right, I'm going to read it. This income testimonial is not representative of the average earnings that coaches achieve with OPTAVIA. Only a very small number of coaches will achieve income that is within the range of this testimonial or these testimonials you hear today. OPTAVIA makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OPTAVIA results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and grit. Please see the OPTAVIA income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches. And there it is, folks. We are here. It is week six, the grand finale. How many of you have ever been part of one of our boot camps? Grand finales, you made it to the last week. How many of you put a six in the chat if you have been on all six of these boot camps live? Woo, look at all those sixes. Give yourselves a hand. I love it. Congratulations, congratulations. That is a feat. You know, I get on here and I say, and I'm just going to say this, I'm feeling a little spicy this morning. So Megan's not with me to hold me back a little bit. So grand finales, we get a little bit, we have a little bit of real talk, but so I'm feeling a bit spicy today. But we always get on here and look, I do want to praise all of you for being here in week six. That is awesome. It is incredible that you did that. But at the end of the day, like, how hard is that really to do? To say at the beginning of something, I'm going to be on here all 6 weeks, and then to actually follow through with it and be here. You just honored the commitment that you made to yourself. So that's massive. Just by doing that, you are increasing your reputation with yourself, and that is invaluable to you in your life. All right, another question. How many of you have been doing your daily business building activities? We talked about this in the first week. If you remember way back, first week, anybody remember that? We talked about the importance of merely getting in every day, the basic business building activities. Well, we're going to be hitting that a little bit more. Congratulations to all of you raising your hands up. I see the bonds in the chat. Five clients in 5 days. Congratulations. You're actually going to be hearing from somebody today who has signed up, I think, 11 clients in 10 days. And she's going to tell you exactly how she did it. All right. So you got a good, we got a good boot camp for you today. We're pulling out all the stops. If you will engage today for the next hour, maybe hour and 15 minutes, if you will fully engage, turn all your other stuff off. Okay. Your other stuff that you're doing. Fully engage for an hour and 15 minutes of your life. Of your life. You will, by the end of this boot camp, know exactly what you need to do to be able to be successful in this business. Put a one in the chat if you would like that to be the case by the time this boot camp is over. Okay, I make you a guarantee. At the end of this boot camp, we're going to give you a challenge. We're going to encourage you to move forward with a set of actions. Who's unmuted? What's up? It's got to be one of our co-hosts because I I don't think everybody else can't unmute. There we go. But we're gonna leave you with a set of actions that if you will simply trust the process and put these actions into place for a period of no less than 90 days, you will see massive growth and momentum in your business. Now, sometimes I get on these boot camps and I make the assumption that everybody that's part of these boot camps wants to grow, wants to reach more people, wants to build a successful health coaching business. I don't want to make any assumptions because we all know what assumptions do. So here's what I want you to do. It's really important to know what you want. So let's fast forward out 90 days. I think that'll put us to about February, March, April, May, into May. Is that right? Kind of middle of May, May 10th-ish. Is that 90 days? Somebody in the chat, help me out. I think it is February to March to April to May. Yeah. So middle of May. Let me ask you, where do you want to see your business between now and then? You can do a rank if you want. You can do an income level if you want. And let's do this. Let's say by the end of May. So you have a whole, you have that full month to finish it out. Okay. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? It could be number of new clients, newer reactivated clients, the CSP Plus that you want to bring on by the end of May, between now and the end of May. Qualify for convention. Yes. And I think somebody remind me, what do you need to do? Let me just put this out here because we have not talked about this enough. To qualify for convention, does anybody have a screenshot you can share? All right. Anybody want to go to convention this summer in Atlanta in July? First year ever, you actually have to qualify to go to convention. How cool is that? You have to be achieve the rank of executive director or above 3 out of 6 months, and it started in December. So December through the end of May, which is what we're talking about right here, you have to be executive director at least 3 months, or if you're a new coach, you're not out of the running. You simply have to earn the client support plus bonus. That means, oh, look at that. Who put that up on there? Who's the baller that did that? Brittany, you are amazing. And let me see if I can grab that and boom. Can you guys see that? Is that slide up showing you guys the qualifications? Thank you, Jamie Beyer. I see you. All right, there it is. That's it. CSB Plus at least 3 times in from December through May, 3 out of the 6 months, and maintain at least 2,000 FQV for those 3 of those 6 months. Now, I am telling you guys, that is within reach of anybody on here, and you will want to be at convention. So anyway, I digress. I went on a rabbit trail, but it's really important. So I saw somebody put it in the comments. Okay. Did everybody get something in the chat or in the comments on Facebook where you want to be by the end of May? Remember the three elements of success. Who remembers what they are? The formula. The perfect formula for success works every time. If you'll put these three things into place, I guarantee you will get where you want to get to. Who remembers what they are? I'm going to, looking in the chat here to see. I'm looking. All right. I'm going to tell you what it is. Are you ready? Number one, intention. That's the want to. All right. So right now, all of you just put your want to in the chat, right? Yes, Lee, IDS. That's right. You got it. You just put your want to. That's your intention. My intention is X. Okay. If you did not put an intention in the chat yet, put that in there now. It's so important that you know where you want to go. Okay. The second part, this is the D, the second part is the decision. Okay, if you can't get past the intention, the want to, you don't know what you want, I can guarantee you're not going to reach anything because you don't know what it is that you want. Okay, the people who are like, oh, just whatever happens, happens, and that's, then nothing happens. It's like you're just floating. It's like going on a trip somewhere in the ocean and you just put the boat out. You don't have any navigation. You don't turn the motor on and you just like, hey, I'm just gonna float wherever I end up, I end up. It might be someplace awesome, it might be someplace terrible, it might be into the middle of a storm, it might be in a shipping lane in front of, you know, a massive container ship that runs you over. I mean, you don't want to just float through life. You definitely always want to have some type of intention that you're working for. Like, what intention? What type of parent do you want to be? You have that intention. And for most of us, that intention, we immediately know what it is. What kind of spouse do you want to be? Also, but also with this business, what is your intention for this business by the end of May? It's 90 days from March 1st. Okay, the second one is decision, and those are two different things. You can want something, but not actually decide to do it. Okay, for example, my son wants to go on a snowboarding trip to Utah. Gotcha. He doesn't care if it's Flagstaff, whatever. But Flagstaff snowboarding is not the best up at Snowbowl. But anyway, he wants to go snowboarding. His little cousin with me, guys trip. Yes, Colorado, exactly. Jen, can we stay at your cabin out there? I just asked people right in the middle of everybody, in the middle of the chat here. So anyway, you can tell me later. I'm just kidding. All right. I'm just kidding, kind of. Anyway, so I want to take him. That's great, right? That's exciting. That's fun. But until I decide that this is going to happen, until I go to work, till I put it on the calendar, that's the decision. I put it on the calendar. I make sure that think that we're going to do this. I let him know. I make a commitment. We are going to do this on this date. Until that happens, there's a very slim chance that that trip is going to happen. Okay, makes sense? But that's not enough. The third step to success, who knows what it is? I'm looking in the chat. This is test day today. This is week six. It's test day. The third step is the structure to support the decision. And yes, of course, the action is part of the structure. You can't create, I guess maybe I should add a fourth one, which is action, because maybe it's not assumed that that's part of structure, right? Because I guess you can have a structure in place and not take action on the structure, but we'll leave it at structure for now.
Dan, I think you froze. Great. We're just gonna keep going with that until Dan gets back in. One of the things that I have loved for a long time, by the way, my name is Jennifer Morris, and Dan asked me to help out today. And I just really want to emphasize the action piece of this. And it's really interesting that in one of my first boot camps that I ever attended, Dan said something that I always said, which was, action is my love language. And I'm like, I can totally relate to that. I can absolutely relate to the fact that action is the only thing. Like, guys, we can prepare, we can listen to boot camps, we can learn, we can grow, we can do all the things, but without putting in the structure and the action, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to change? Nothing. Nothing changes without the action and the structure. So I wrote down notes. I am, 8 years in, and I am still learning every single day. And believe me, I wrote down the notes on the IDS. So this morning, we are going to be checking in with Leanne Goff. And Leanne, come on off mute, and she's going to talk to us about checking in on our why, getting clear on our why. Guess what? If we don't know why we're here, any old place will do. Any old path will take us to the place if we don't know where we're going. But when we know our why, it gets us real clear on the navigation to where we're going. Leanne, are you here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Thank you, Jennifer. So at the first week of boot camp, 6 weeks ago, Dan had me speak on our why. And at that time, I talked about if we do not have a fresh new why, our business will become stale. All right. If we don't have a strong why, we're going to have a stale business. And you've got to make sure you have a why. Your why is the rudder of the ship. All right. Now we have the oars on the ship to get us to where we want to go. And that's boot camp. That's team training. That is healthy happy hours or health and hopes, whatever you want to call them. That is doing our BBAs. That is living out loud. That is, doing our conversations. Those are oars, but the rudder is your why. And without your rudder, you will be all over the place. You're just going to be going in and out and in and out. When I started coaching 6.5 years ago, almost 7 years ago, I knew my why. My why was to get healthy and then to help others do what I had done. I wanted to look like my sponsoring coaches, and I felt everybody on the planet deserved the right to look like them. And then 9 months into coaching, I found out this business was willable. And I'm like, dang, you're kidding. My husband and I have been in full-time ministry since 1984. Great legacy for our kids and grandkids, but no inheritance. And so I'm like, I can build an inheritance for my kids and grandkids. Let's do this. So we have built a nice inheritance for our kids and grandkids, but it doesn't stop there. I have layered whys in my business. This is one of the things that I see is that if these coaches, let me just say, a year and a half ago, Ray and I had 7 FIBICs and 13 executive directors. We ain't there today. You know why? Because a lot of coaches got distracted. They got distracted because they met their why and they didn't have a fresh new why. They got to their why, oh, I brought my husband home from work, or we bought our dream home, or we bought this, or we got this, or whatever, paid off our bills, got out of debt. Those are amazing. But then they forgot their why and they didn't have a fresh new why, so their business went stale or it started going backwards. And so one of the things that happens is that because of that, they get distracted. If you don't have a why that is your rudder that's driving your business, you will get distracted. What happens? Distraction brings in disappointment to discouragement. All right. And then the coach said, well, I don't think this is for me. No. You don't have a why. We need to be doing all the action steps, but we have to have a why, that rudder that's going to drive our business. And so this is what I want to challenge you to do. I want everybody put a line right here. Just draw like a line right in front of you. Okay, come on, everybody, do this with me. I see a few people up at the top of the screen. Draw a line, all right? All right, this is your inaction. This is non-action. What I really encourage you to do, because people are getting distracted. They're like, well, you know what? I'm going to go get another job, da-da-da-da, so I can get another room. And this, that. Not wrong with that, guys, but you know what? You got to think, okay, it takes me 30 minutes to an hour to drive one way to my job, okay? And then somebody's telling me when I have to be there or not be then. There and then they take taxes out of my paycheck, and then I got to get somebody to watch my kids while I go work this job. And at the end of the time, it's like, okay, there's distraction, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting any clients. There's the disappointment, and then you're discouraged and go, well, maybe this isn't for me. All right, guys, we're at week 6 of boot camp. Let's talk real talk here. So this is what I suggest you do: write this down. Three E's: evaluate, estimate, and eliminate. Evaluate your life. Above that line, is it empowering you? Whatever you're doing, oh, well, you know what? They want me to sew uniforms for my daughter's, cheerleading thing. Oh, they want me to be an elder at church. Oh, they want me to do this. They want me to do that, da, da, da. And all of a sudden, you are not being empowered. You are being drained. You are being drained, and then drained, you become distracted. I would suggest that you make a list. Some of you are going to do this, and some of you are just going to pass this up. But it will help you. I promise you. Estimate. Evaluate, estimate, eliminate. Evaluate everything you're saying yes to right now. Everything you're saying yes to, and it is above the line empowering you, or is it below the line and it's draining you? Okay. Evaluate, then estimate. Uh-oh, it's below the line, then eliminate it. I do this every day in my life, guys. Oh, will you be on my board? Can you come speak here? Can you come do this? Da-da-da. I'm like, no, that doesn't serve. Can you read my book and do an endorsement on my book? No, I can't do that. You know, because you know what? I know it's going to drain me. And then it's going to affect my business. It's going to come against my why. It'll come against my why. And then all of a sudden I'm discouraged and I'm disappointed. Oh, well, maybe this, no, it's always for me. So again, draw that line, evaluate, estimate, eliminate. If it's draining you, eliminate it. If it's empowering you, then keep it. But I tell you what, too many people are going, they want me to do this and they want me to be the coach of my son's basketball team. They want me to do this. And all of a sudden coaches are like, well, I don't know what's happening in my business. No, you're saying yes to too many things. All right. Make your why your rudder. Keep it, know your why, make it strong, make it pinpoint right there. And I promise you. And then when you get to your why, have your next layer why. Or you know what? Your business will go stale. That's what I got. Thank you.
Brilliant. Jen Morris, thank you for taking over. My computer literally just shut down. So it's nice to know when you're not needed at all to keep all these boot camps going. So that's teamwork, baby. I love it. I love all the leaders. Okay, Leanne, good word, good word. It's really important going forward for everybody that you're clear on what you want, how to get there. You do the evaluating. You make choices based on the plates that you want. You know, the things you want on your plate, those things are real clear to get all those things in place. A lot of times we just shoot out of the gate and, oh, I kind of want to get here. I was thinking I'd like to do this. And it's scattered and it's all over the place. It's super important that you get clear and you get focused. If there's one thing that we could wish for all of you on this boot camp, look, it's great to show up. It's great to get inspired. It's great to get encouraged. I love getting all your texts afterwards. Oh my gosh, that was so good. But I want to ask you a question. How do you define good? Like, how do you determine if a boot camp was good or not? You know, I know this would be really rude, but when people tell me, oh my gosh, that was the best, that was awesome, and I say the same thing, I kind of part of me wants to come back and goes, well, we'll see in 6 weeks. We'll see in 90 days. Because the point of these boot camps and you being here is to not just inspire you, get you fired up, but to equip you to actually reach a goal. That's why we're here, isn't it? And you know what the great thing is about what we do? When you reach a goal, when you reach that thing that you put in the chat at the beginning that you want to have by the end of May, the next 90 days, there's a whole lot of lives that are impacted on the other side of that. And we cannot ever lose sight of that fact. It's not just about us making an income. That's great. It's not just about us having a retirement for our kids, right? That's great. That's awesome. It's not just about us being able to go on a ski trip or a snowboard trip with our kids. Those are scoreboards. Your check, your monthly deposit that you get, that's a scoreboard of how many lives you impacted. If you focus on serving people and impacting lives, those other things end up being a result of you focusing on that. So we can't ever lose sight of that. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tease you for a minute because I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a strategy. I know we all love comments, right? We all love likes. We all love engagement on our posts, don't we? What's a high engagement that you've had on a post that you've done? Put it in the chat. 250. Liz got 250. Wow, Christine, 1,200. You know, and I don't mean necessarily, you know, your one post that went viral, but I mean for growing your business, right? You're looking for comments. You're looking for engagement. You want to be able to connect with people, right? Why do we like engagement on our social media? Who can answer that? Why do we love engagement on our social media? Yeah, it's gratifying, but okay, somebody said it. Yeah, you all said it. to make connections with people. That's what we're doing. We're getting into conversations with people. We're trying to meet new people. We're trying to get to know people. We're trying to develop relationships with people. Not so that we can just spam a bunch of people. It's like going to a party and there's 1,000 people at the party. That's awesome, because chances that you're going to meet somebody that you connect with if there's 1,000 people there, if you're working the room correctly. Okay? And it's the same thing with when we post and we get engagement. I'm going to show you at the end of this bootcamp a strategy that every one of you can get engagement like this. I want to show you this. Where is it? Okay. All right. Are you ready? This is Ally McCabe. And don't worry about what she posted. That's not the strategy. Okay. The strategy is not what she posted. There's something you can do that I promise you, every one of you on here can create engagement like this. Okay. Who believes me? Does anybody believe me? Who thinks I'm lying to you right now? Okay. All right. Now, hang on. Same post. Okay. I want you to look at the dates on these. Look, January 30th. Also January 30th. Also January 30th. Also January 30th. Okay. So that's just a little tease. Yes, that's in Facebook groups. One of the greatest places you can actually meet people. If like, I really don't want to hear from anybody ever again, unless they're a brand new coach. I can't find people to talk to. I don't know how to meet people. Okay. Besides in person, which we're going to be talking about, how to create that kind of engagement off of your computer. I'm going to show everybody on here a strategy for you to create that same kind of engagement. Be careful what you wish for, because it is nearly impossible to engage with almost 3,000 people that Ally had. These are different people in different groups that she had reply to those posts. Okay, so we're going to talk you through that. So stick around. That's your little tease. So you stick around to the end, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. It's not hard. It's super simple. It's going to blow your mind. Okay, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to do what I call 5 minutes of fire. We went to some coaches who they've got receipts to prove that they're succeeding. Okay, they've got the new clients coming on board. They're supporting those clients well. They're growing in their business. They're helping other coaches grow in their business. We had a bunch of factors that we looked at so that anybody that's speaking during this next section, you can count on the fact that they are doing what you desire to do in your business. Okay, how do you be successful? What's the best way to be successful? Find somebody who has been successful at what you want to be successful at and ask them to show you how they did it. Learn from what they did. In this business, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to figure anything out. We don't even have to be creative. It's all laid out. If we'll just do the things that the people that are succeeding will do. Okay, so what we've asked is, we have, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4 people that we, 5 that we have asked. This is the question we asked. If you could train for 5, first of all, we prefaced it with congratulations on your massive success that you're having right now. If you could train for 5 minutes, it was the last training you could ever do, and your life depended on the success of the people listening to your training, what is the one piece of advice, a mindset, a skill set, or a tool, or what would you impart in your last 5 minute training that you can ever give to help those that are listening to succeed? So this is 5 minutes of fire. And we are going to start out with Miss Annie Ballman. Kick us off, Annie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thankful to be here. So excited to be here. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I know Dan knows me, knows my heart. But I was down to talk about like being passionate about growth, being obsessed with growth. But 20 minutes before the Zoom happened, I got an inspired thought, and I can't preach about going with inspired thoughts. Hi, everybody. I can't preach about going with inspired thoughts if I'm not going to go with an inspired thought. So Dan, I hope you forgive me with this, but I'm going to pivot just a little bit. I'm going to go 5 minutes, but I'm going to pivot just a little bit. Because everything in me this morning says I just have to talk about this. And I want to speak directly to those this morning who feel like they're stuck. We're several weeks into this boot camp, but there are some of you that still feel like you're really stuck. And everything in me is like, I just have to focus on you right now. My heart is for you, because here's the thing. You all have unlimited potential. Every single one of you in all these little boxes all have unlimited potential. You were created by a creator. And because of who he is, you have more potential than you can even wrap your humanness around. Okay, this is what we know. But those of you who are stuck and those of you that are holding back and playing small and watering yourself down and overthinking, man, my heart is for you this morning. I'm shaking right now. Okay. If you're not actively engaging and moving forward, you might be moving forward in some areas, but you're not moving forward in all areas, the areas that you want to move forward in. Okay, this is for you. And I'm just going to say this too. If you're feeling stuck, you're on this boot camp or you're watching the recording. What that tells me is that you actually care. And deep, deep down, you want better. You want better. All the leaders that have been speaking over the course of these weeks, and I've learned so much, you guys, this has been so incredible, but all the leaders that have been speaking, deep down, you want what they want. You want what they're creating. You want what they're doing, but you just keep getting in your own way. Okay, and what do we know about that? It's because of your patterns. Why do you have those patterns? It's based on your mindset. Okay. And I believe for many of you, this is your pattern. And this is the picture I just saw this morning in my head. This is the pattern I saw. Okay. You come in, you get on boot camp, you kind of had a rough week. You really weren't all in, you weren't engaged. You get on the boot camp and you start getting inspired. You start getting fired up. Even as Leanne was speaking, you start getting fired up. You start getting your mojo. Okay. And then all of a sudden you have all these plans for this week and what you're going to do and how you're going to change your patterns and you're going to engage more. And then 2 hours after the boot camp, okay, you go do some things, you go do some runs and errands. 2 or 3 hours after the boot camp, you start doing this again. And by the time Sunday comes and Monday comes, you're in the exact same patterns you've been walking in all week. You're in the same patterns. It's gone and you're doing the exact same thing again. Okay, if you are in that place, put a one in the chat. It's okay. Let's just get transparent. Put a one in the chat. Every single week, you go right back to the same patterns. Okay, my heart is for you this morning. I have to tell you this. I'm going to say it to you very clearly, okay? If you're in that place, there is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Your patterns are based on what you believe. And when you look at your patterns, okay, the areas of your life and in your business that are not great, why are they not great? It's because, again, of what you're believing. You have not received full truth in areas that are causing you to do things in a shifted way that is not going to work. So you're going to have to start fighting for yourself in these areas, okay? You don't have full truth. You don't have I call it a revelation. You haven't had a full revelation where you've received full truth that you know exactly who you are and what you're capable of and what you're called to do and how you're meant to shift culture and serve people and change the world. You're meant to do that, okay? And just a side note, really, really fast. I'm going to be really fast, Dan, I promise. Side note, do you know how you know if someone's not walking in full truth in an area? Do you know how you know that? In your, you know, with your kids, in your business, with your friends. You know how you know if someone's not walking in full truth? They have an inappropriate response. When you are walking in truth in your life, there's an appropriate response that comes out of truth. Okay, I'm gonna give an example really fast. So if you say to a coach, all right, you're gonna wanna post your before and after. Okay, brand new coach. You wanna post your before and after. You want everyone to see what you've done so they can celebrate you and then you can inspire others to come, but they will not post that. Why would they post it? It's an inappropriate response because they don't believe the truth of who they are and what they're called to do. Let's talk about health and hopes. You can share with the coach 1,500 million times. You should be doing health and hopes every single month, but they're not doing health and hopes. Why? It's an inappropriate response because they don't believe truth. When you believe truth, the appropriate response is, I don't care if one person comes or 500 come. I'm doing this every month. I'm going to create an environment where people will come. Do you hear what I'm saying? So where in your life are you not having appropriate responses? That is an indicator of what you're believing and the lies that you are walking in. So there are two things this morning, okay? And I don't have time to dig into all of this. I hope this is okay, Dan. I know it is. I feel it is. But I want you guys to get real with yourself. I want you to get real with yourself first. And I want you to get real with your mentor so that they can guide you, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I'll create a worksheet. This is all coming to me. I'm going to create a worksheet and I'm going to post it in the boot camp. Okay. So that you guys can dive into this a lot deeper. But this business, when we talk about business, it's built on four pillars. It's that simple. Four pillars: client acquisition, client support, coach acquisition, coach support. It's not complicated. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a worksheet and I'm going to put those four pillars. Under those four pillars, I'm going to write down the most important things that you should be actively engaging in. Client white day posts. Why aren't people doing client white day posts, right? Because there's a lie that they're believing. If you have 20 clients, not one of them have done a client white day post, it's an appropriate response. You're not asking them. You're not being passionate about it because you're believing a lie. So out of those four pillars, I'm going to write down the most important things. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to print it out and I want you to highlight the things that you are actively doing. You're walking in truth. You have an appropriate response and you're doing it. And the things that you're not doing, you're going to talk about that. You're going to get real transparent and you're going to work it out. And I'll even talk about like, what are the lies you're believing? We'll get a little deep. Okay. Now listen, don't expect this to be posted right away. It's going to take me some time today, but I'm going to do that. Okay. All right, I'm going to do that. And here's the last thing. I'm just going to say this. So find out what you're believing, what the lies are. Make sure you have an appropriate response. And the last thing is this, okay? Again, you have unlimited potential. You can do anything. But as I was going to talk about this morning, you have got to get right now obsessed with growth, obsessed with seeking out the truth and receiving it as truth so that you can change your patterns. You can actually grow what you want to grow, okay? Get focused on that. I don't know what that looks like for you, but you're gonna want to spend a lot of time on growth. If you're watching Netflix even 10 hours a week, imagine what would happen in your life if you take even half that time, 5 hours, and go obsessively after growth and unlimited potential. Go after that this week. I'll put the rest of it in the boot camp. I hope that was okay, Dan. Love y'all so much. Let's do this, okay, guys?
Annie, you know I trust you and you can do whatever you feel like you're supposed to do. That's one of the reasons that we invite you on these boot camps. So thank you for doing that. And I got to resist the urge to talk between all these things because we got to get to them. But Annie, you covered something that's really important because I get excited and a lot of us do. And we get on and we're like, you should be doing this and you got to do this and you got to do that. And sometimes it comes across if you're not doing those things that there's something wrong with you, that you're a bad person, that you everybody else can figure it out and you can't. No, that just means you're human. Congratulations. If you did what Annie was talking about and you get into these patterns every week, congratulations, you are human. But that doesn't mean you don't do everything you can to try to move forward and fix it as much as you can, because that is the key to where you want to go, what you put in the chat. So thank you for that, Annie. Absolutely brilliant. And thank you for the time that you're going to spend on creating that document. That's very, very abundant of you. Okay. All right. Next up, we're going to go to somebody who has brought on 11 clients, either new or reactivated. And it's actually 6 new and 5 reactivated. Just so you know, reactivated means they have not placed an order in the last 180 days. So they're 6 months out from ordering anything from OptaVia. So chances are they're not on plan. They haven't been on plan and they need some assistance, right? Okay. 11 by the 10th of the month, because she's an overachiever. Now, listen, this is really, really important because I actually had somebody, I posted the 10 by 10 challenge. Who can bring on? First, we did the 5 by 5. Who can bring on 5 clients by the 5th of the month? And a few of you guys accomplished that. That's awesome. And then I said, well, hey, let's just make this a 10 by 10. Okay. Who can bring on 10 clients by the 10th of the month? And I had somebody message me and they sent me a screenshot of a message they got from their coach that said, you know, I get really discouraged when I see all these challenges that are put out here because, you know, I've been trying to bring on one client. Here's the thing. And I apologize for that. That's not the intention. The intention is to build belief inside of you that it's possible. If somebody over here can do the 10, you can find your one. The one is out there somewhere. Otherwise, what starts to get in our mind is that, oh, there's nobody out there. Nobody wants Optavia. Nobody's listening. These strategies don't work, blah, blah, blah. You know, just all that noise. How many of you have noise inside your head that says all these things that builds unbelief and patterns that don't serve you, right? We all do. So the reason we do that. So I just wanted to say this. Rhonda Domes is going to come on here and she's going to tell you how she brought on 11 new or reactivated clients in the first 10 days of February, folks. She's sitting at 11 CSB right now. It's not about you doing what Rhonda did. Heck, if you want to go for it and you can, that's awesome. But the point is, you can find your one. You can find your two. You can find your three. You can find whatever it is that's going to build to that rank or income or lives impacted that you put in the chat earlier. You absolutely can do it, because if somebody else is doing it, you can do it too. I know it's going to blow your mind. I love you, Rhonda, but you're not any better than anybody else in here. You know what Rhonda does? And she's going to tell you, Rhonda just applies the strategies. Like, she literally, and Rhonda, I'm not going to call you dumb, but you're kind of like me. When I came into this business, I was just dumb enough to believe that I could do this. I was dumb enough to think, oh, that's okay. They recommend this strategy, so I'm going to do it. It's got to work if they're recommending it. Instead of the question, well, that won't work for me. And here's why it won't work for me. Here's why I'm the only person that's not going to work for. And all that, you know, all the noise. So, Rhonda, I'm not calling you dumb. I'm just saying I was dumb enough to believe. You're smart enough to believe. So, Rhonda Domes, walk us through 11 clients in 10 days in February. How the heck did you do that?
Thank you, Dan, for having me. Obviously, yeah, the belief, Annie set me up well, the belief, truly believing in me and that this was achievable was a big thing. And realizing that, you know, I signed up for this program. I signed up to coach. I signed up to be here. All of you did too. You've already done the hard part. You're here. You've said yes. Now it's just doing the work and getting into doing the work. We've heard it a ton of times, but being consistent and really setting that structure, honing in on your structure, and setting a time, whether that be 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, but set your minimum structure and really get that in daily consistently with your BBAs. It's amazing how that consistency, whether it be 30 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever a day, builds. It will get you to those goals. With that being said, just walking through and staying focused, being intentional about that consistency, not letting distractions, like Dan mentioned, not letting distractions get in the way, that noise, whether it be things around the house. A lot of us work from home. You see things, they distract you. Not letting those distractions take place and really honing in on doing the work, being consistent. Next is showing up for whether it be past clients, current clients, future clients, but really connecting, making connections with all those past clients and letting them know that I'm still here. If they need anything, looking at their posts, where are they at? What are they doing? Many of them are saying, hey, you know, maybe their job, they're complaining about their job, whatever the case be, but following up and offering the opportunity. Optavia is such an amazing, amazing opportunity, whether it be for health, your program, work, side gig, whatever people are looking for, there are options, there are answers. And it's a matter of offering it and showing up with them and making sure they realize it. Showing up in person, online, in groups, everywhere, being more out there and letting people know about this program, about what you're doing. It's amazing how when you blend the showing up, the consistency and all that together, how results eventually come. They do. They do. People sending us, sending me just out of the blue, getting texts. Hey, we talked back in November. You know, I'm really ready to do this transformation. It's time. So being there, showing up, staying involved. Next, as far as not letting any message or text go unanswered. Last weekend, I happened to be flipping through Facebook Messenger, and I went through all of my past messages and really looked at what was going on in people's lives. And there were some messages that I had missed, whatever happened, but realizing that I didn't respond to these people. And I apologized. I went back. I apologized. I said, sorry, somehow I missed this message. But, you know, I reconnected with them. I went out on their posts, out on their page, and found out what was going on in their life and reconnected. And one client came on from that, actually. She said, hey, you know, I've been watching you. Yeah, I think it's time. I really need to move forward, and I would love to start my transformation. So it was amazing that reconnection, and just making sure that all texts, messages, all that you get are answered, and you follow up with those people. The fifth one is just be bold. And we've heard that a ton of times as well. You know, getting more bold by the day and getting out there and doing the things that we've been told to do. You can be bold. You're here. We're here. You're living your life. Live it out loud. Share the program. Share the opportunities that this company, Optavia, has for us, whether that be online, again, in person, in groups, getting out there and being bold, doing that live, doing that, sharing your story from the heart, all that is going to get you that much further, or at least it helped me. And ultimately, leaning into your mentorship, really been not only listening to all these trainings through mentorship leaders, these trainings, this boot camp. You know, we write things down, we look at things, we listen, but then actually kind of like what Dan just went through, applying that, doing that last step, getting in that structure and doing the action. Sometimes we write a lot down and maybe we're overwhelmed, but realizing that doing it, it's amazing how good it makes you feel after. But making those connections and building that. Dan sent out an email recently. That's the email I use to follow up with past clients. And that's how I reactivated so many clients in the last 10 days. A lot of them wrote me back and said, you know, I've been thinking about calling you, but you know, they just needed that little connection from me saying, hey, you know, I'm still here. And we have this amazing, amazing opportunity yet. I'm here for you. Where you at? How's it going? And that was one of the biggies for reactivating those five clients was that email. And not only the email, but following up afterwards with a phone call, a voicemail message, whatever, to get that personal connection. But those, you know, are kind of my six steps that I've really been focusing on and how I ended up reaching my 11 clients in the past 10 days and just continuing to do the work and getting in there, being consistent, all that. So thank you, Dan. But there you go.
Awesome, Rhonda. I love it. I love it. Anybody just get inspired? And here's the thing. I put that email that Rhonda's referencing, and I want you to see how this works. I put that in the bootcamp page. Rhonda actually just used it. Like she put it in, she thought, oh, this is an idea that Dan recommended. This looks like a good email. I'm going to make it mine and I'm going to go do it. And there were a couple of you who I called out a little bit in the comments because you were like, oh, I'm going to put this on my list, or, oh, I'm definitely going to do this month. And I was like, okay, when are you doing it? Put it on your calendar. It's literally going to take you less than 30 minutes, probably 15 minutes. There's a video that walks you through. Sometimes we're just scared to do things and we don't ever start. So point being, Rhonda has multiple streams that she's working. She just believes that they work. And they work. Belief is huge. All right, I want to ask you all something. Everybody raise your hand, okay? Everybody raise your hand. Come on, get moving a little bit. Your actual hand, not your Zoom hand. Raise your hand. Okay, raise it as high as you can. Raise it as high as you can. We got it? Got it? Got it? Okay, now raise it a little bit higher. A little bit higher. Okay, now put it down. Do you see what just happened? I said raise it as high as you can. But then when I said raise it a little higher, how many of you went up a little higher and tried a little harder? But I thought you were already as high as you can. Nobody on this Zoom is already as high as you can be. You're not having the level of success that you can have. And we convince ourselves sometimes that oh, this is all that I'm going to be able to do because I'm me. That level of belief in yourself is massive. You can raise your hand a little higher. And if I would have said that again, after I said raise your hand even higher and you guys stretched, if I would have said, okay, a little bit higher, everybody on this Zoom would have got it up a little bit higher, wouldn't you? That's what Rhonda does. She just keeps raising it higher and higher and believing. And she's a little competitive. So when we throw out a challenge like 10 and 10, she's like, let's go, baby. Hold my beer or hold my Coke or hold my water or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Next up, 5 minutes of fire. Jennifer Morris.
Here I am.
All yours.
I am ready. I love that. Let me take off my earrings. That's what I would say. Let's go. Ready to throw down. So, you guys, this has been absolute fire this morning. I mean, when Dan messaged me and said, if you could teach on five minutes on one thing and that's it, my response was client support. That's it. And guess why? Too many of us are spending all this time, like not too many are spending all the time looking for new partners. Like we're all doing a great job with that. But I am amazed at how many of us spend so much time on our brand, on attractional marketing, on bringing people into the business, on health assessments, on referrals and all the things. And we spend too little time taking excellent care of our clients. What is wrong with us? What are we doing? Like, I had to snap out of it. So here's what I want to say to you guys. If I took out my checkbook and I wrote a check to you, let's make it for whatever you want. Make it $10,000, make it $50,000. You get to fill in that amount part. And I said to you, I can see Ryan, put that on your bathroom mirror. And in 1 year, you can cash it if you do these simple things every single day. Now, IDS and all that. But if I wrote you a $50,000 check, or what if I wrote you a $100,000 check? Or what if your child had cancer and you could open the envelope for the cure in 6 months, or let's just say 90 days, and you did the things every day, and then you could open that up, you could deposit that check, you could find the cure for cancer, not just for your kid, but for every kid out there. Would you do it? Would you cash that check? Not would you cash the check, but would you do the things that was required of you every single day to cash that check? Guess what? The stuff isn't going to be easy. I get to make the rules. I get to say you have to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. You have to exercise. You have to eat a certain way. You have to take care of all of your clients as though they were VIPs. Okay, I haven't even started. Fire. Okay, let's see. Here are my notes. All right, guys. I want you to think about that check or that cure for cancer or whatever it is that would be the most powerful thing you could think of. And I want you to write it down, whatever it is, and I want you to put it on your mirror. Okay. Now, when I was a nurse in the ICU, one of the most annoying things that ever happened to me was it was a Catholic hospital, and the nuns would come in because they're humans and they get sick, and we would be taking care of them at their end of life. And the CNO came up to me one day, the chief nursing officer, and said, "Oh, you know, Jennifer, you have Sister Mary today, and she's a VIP. So make sure that you, I just wanted to make sure you know that." And I turned to her and I said, "Deb, all of my patients are VIPs. Every one of them. I give all of them the same care. So I'm sorry, she's not getting different service than somebody else. She's going to get my best, just like everyone does." So I want you guys to remember that when we're spending this 90% of our time and training, strategizing about partnering with the new clients, guys, we don't spend nearly enough time like fixing the pillows on the patients, going in and seeing a bandage that's falling off. You got to fix the bandage. And I didn't care if it was time to fix it or not. I got it done anyway, because that's the kind of care you need to give to people. And it's the same way with our clients. So the season of this right now is the season of professional, excellent VIP client support. Your current clients are the gold mine of your future. Those clients, they are your future executive directors. They are your future 200-pound transformations. They are your future business partners that you are going to do life with long term. When you treat them like a VIP, they will turn around and treat you. They'll give you like the VIP pass, right? They're going to crown you the king or the queen in your community of health. That's how I want to be known. Excellence. Maximize. I'm so sick of people saying, "Don't hero coach your clients." Really? Because I think we could do a better job. Now, I'm not taking my people grocery shopping and cooking food for them, but I am doing the things. Okay. They're your greatest asset, guys, and they're already in your business. All right, I'm going to give you real quick the five, JMO's five irrefutable laws of VIP client support, okay? Pretend like every single one of them is a secret shopper, all right? Number one, when in doubt, ask more questions. You be quiet and ask them more questions. How are your kids? How old are your kids? Oh, they on the health assessment, they say, "Oh yeah, my husband." And I'll say, "Oh, what does your husband do? How long have you guys been married?" Write those things down, guys. That's how you get to know people. That's how you become someone they want to talk to. Will your family be supportive of your journey? And then the key question, guys, if you don't know what to say, say, "Tell me more." Second irrefutable law of client support. Invest your time in their first week of their program like your life depends on it. Like your life depends on it. Remember that check on your bathroom? Remember the cure to childhood cancers on your bathroom mirror? I'm serious, guys. You got to get your head in that space. And I mean, I could echo what the others said, but you got to get wildly passionate about this. All right, on day 1 through 4, do what you say you're going to do, guys. If you are like an out of sight, out of mind person like I am, I'll forget we talked 5 minutes ago, and like I have to set alarms for everything. So set your alarms, get it in your calendar. And you know what I do? I've started doing this. I'll cheer them on every morning, their first week of program. I'll send them a recipe. I'll listen to what they say, write stuff down. And I'll go look up something on their husband's career or their wife's career. Send it to them. Let them know you're thinking about them. Write their week, like, "Oh, I have this big doctor's appointment on Wednesday." Great. Send them a message on Wednesday. Okay. Number three, schedule your weekly check-in calls and put it on your calendar. Guys, I'm only telling you this because I was I literally was not that good at client support for the first couple. I was probably a presidential director before I realized how horrible I was at client support. Horrible. Telling you, the calendar changed my life. So whether you're doing Calendly or you're setting it up every week, even if you're doing it all on the same day, I used to be like, I'm just going to do the call and pray, right? Let's just call and pray they answer. Or some days it was call and pray they don't answer. Listen, guys, you are not going to build the business of your dreams and the life of your dreams praying that people don't answer the phone. This work is not sexy, but it is required for your success and for the success of your clients and your future coaching partners. Number four, celebrate victories every week and ask for referrals every single week. And guess what? When they send you referrals, you do a coach explore every single time. They say, no, not right now. I say, great. No problem. I'm going to take care of your mama. And the next person, I'm still going to ask you about it. I'm going to ask you every time. You can always say no, but I'm going to ask. Number five, affirm to them that they are doing a great job and tell them every time why they would be a great coach. You know, I work out with a trainer right now, and she tells me when I'm doing something, and listen, right? I am like not that strong, guys. Okay. But she tells me, oh my God, you're so strong. Look at that. And I'm like, I'm walking around kind of, you know, swole in the gym. And I'm pretty proud of that because she tells me that I'm strong. And I don't know if she's, I mean, I assume she's telling me the truth. I am making progress. And obviously don't, you know, you want to be authentic with your folks, but guys, tell them what you see in them. Be a person who finds magic in every single person you coach, every single person, and call it out. Name it and claim it for them and tell them why they're going to be a great coach. Okay, so last thing I'm going to say, your clients are the beating heart of your business. They are the champions for you. They are the ones who believe in your brand's promise. They are the people who are in the room with you now. So don't be chasing shadows, guys, when you have shining stars right in your presence. Shower them with love and that VIP service and the attention that they deserve. And watch while they ignite the flames and burn your name into the entire community. That's your path to greatness.
Mm. Woo! I hope everybody caught that. Let's see, remove spotlight. There we go. Don't be chasing shadows when you got your bright stars right there. What people don't get, and JMO, I know this would be great to test, but I don't want to. We spend 90% of our time trying to find new. Do you know if you had five clients that you started your business with, you could build an integrated presidential business without ever finding another new client on your own if you did it right? Now, I'm not saying it would be easy, but if you help those people win, the right people win, they've got friends that you want to know how our whole business got built from the beginning. One person came on, they got success, and all their family and friends started asking what they're doing, and calls were coming at us. That's it. People were winning. The program worked. We were coaching them. We said we were going to call them, and so we called them. Rhonda, I think three out of her 11, is that right, Rhonda, were referrals. Two or three out of those in the last 10 days were from referrals from her helping coach people well. So this is not, just get organized, get a little better. I saw Robin McKay put in the chat, and you know, we said we're going to call them. What did we commit to them when we brought them on? You know, we're big talkers about, I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to be here for you, and I'm going to check in with you every week. And do you follow through on that? You know why some people won't refer some coaches? Megan would not let me say this, but she's not here. You know why? And I'm going to soften a little, but because some of us are liars. That's why. Because when we were trying to sell them to get our FQV, to get our CSB bonus, to get, we made some commitments to them. And they're smart. I don't care how many excuses you make for not calling them. Oh, sorry, I got this going on. Oh, sorry, I got blah, blah. You lied to them. Well intended. You didn't mean to lie, but you lied to them. They're not going to refer you. They don't. You know, when we get exceptional service from somebody or we find an exceptional product, we love hooking up our friends and our family, don't we? We're like, oh my gosh, you've got to go to this place over here. You've got, this place is amazing. They've got the best, whatever, whatever. Or, oh my gosh, this doctor was the best. This, you know, we have a concierge doctor service that we use, which is it's awesome. We just pay a monthly fee for the whole family and we can text them. We can go in. It's right down the road. There's no more urgent care. We just have everything. They can call in prescriptions. It's like the most beautiful thing ever. I didn't even know existed. Do you know how many of our friends and family we have sent to that doctor's office? We are such believers and they're freaking amazing. They get back to us when they say they're going to get back to us. They know what they're talking about. So none of us are perfect, except JMO might be perfect, but no, and she even admitted that all the way up to presidential, she realized she wasn't that awesome at it. At any time, you can change, you can shift, you can make a difference. And what Robin McCabe said that I thought was awesome in the chat is apologies go a long way. Start fresh, apologize if you've been a liar, make it right. Make coaching your clients to success a priority. I'll go as far as to say, if you're not, you will not get to where you want to get to, or at the very least, it will not last. I've seen people that can bring on 10, 15, 20 new clients a month. A month. They're that good at client acquisition that are not even around anymore because they don't have a business. Because can you imagine 10 to 20 new clients a month if you're coaching them well? You'll have 100 clients a month coming in. You won't be able to keep up with all the people. You won't ever need to post anything on social media because they're going to send people to you all day long. So it's kind of this little hidden, it shouldn't be hidden, but it's this client acquisition tool and gem that we look at it as a distraction. Okay, how many of you look at your client support as a distraction? Oh, I need to be doing my BBAs. Oh, I need to be doing this. I need to be supporting your clients is your strongest business building activity you can do. Did you hear that? It is your strongest, most powerful, and effective business building activity you can do. Thank you, JMO. That was gold. Okay. Last up on our 5 minutes of fire, another coach who's absolutely blowing it up with client acquisition and taking care of her clients, by the way, like JMO just talked about, Shelby Garcia.
Hi. Bye. Thank you. 5 minutes of fire. So excited to share with y'all what has me on fire right now. Been coaching for almost 4 years, and it's in-person events. And I just want to just pause for a second for the people whose like skin crawls when you hear that, because I had so much resistance to in-person events, all the reasons, right? All the things, you know, too busy, 4 kids, got, you know, 2 businesses, an international ministry responsibility, all the things. Like, I don't even have to rattle them off. I know you guys can fill in the blank with your own reasons why in-person events, why there's resistance to them, but let me just speak some truth to you right now. Annie, thank you so much for just following your gut on that, your inspired thought, because I wasn't going to have time to expound on that. But the truth was, I had been believing a lie. I didn't have an appropriate response to this way, this plate. We spin lots of plates, right? There's lots of things that work to build this business. But do you know what always, always works? People, connections. Loving on people and making connections always works. I don't care how you do it. And this was one little plate I just was not willing to spend for whatever reason until I faced the lie that I was believing, which was, what if I work so hard on creating an event and no one shows up? It what if it confirms the whisper I'm hearing that I'm not really made for this? No one wants to hang out with me. No one wants to hear from me. You're not creative. You're not, I mean, anybody else hearing those whispers? Y'all, my business was stuck, straight up stuck for months and months and months and months until I embraced this thing. And now I am absolutely on fire with what it's doing for my confidence, my client support. Thank you, Jennifer. That was so good, because this is a place, person in one-on-one events or just in-person events, these are places, another way I'm supporting my clients is plugging them into these events. I mean, all the things. And I'm telling you, once I got the lie out, I did exactly what Annie said. And I reached out to my mentorship and I told them, this is why I don't want to do events. And then once I got the lie out there, it was like, oh no, we're not doing that, right? We're not going to believe those lies. And so I just started to do this. So my hope is to do two things right now, is to, number one, get your creative juices flowing. I'm going to share with you some fun events we've done, and then I want to show you how to use them. So first of all, just get started. I did my first event after Awaken last year. So that's a plug. If you have an event coming up, get your butt to the next event, because it just inspired me. And I challenged my team. I said, let's do one event a month, y'all, one in-person event a month leading up to convention. But here's the deal. I was going to lead from the front. I said, I'm going to do this first. I'm going to do the first one, and then I'm going to help you guys do the rest of them. And it has just like snowballed, and it has me on freaking fire. So my first event, I was so scared. I was like, called everybody I knew, invited all my clients. I was worried nobody was going to show up, right? But I was like fighting those lies. And I had even had a coach on another team ask me, can I come to your event so I can learn how to do these? And I was like, girl, sure. You can come watch me fumble through this. I've never done it. Y'all, the event started at 6, and 6 became 6:30. Nobody was there. 6:30 became 7. Even my own mama wasn't there, y'all. I was like, what is happening? Nobody is here. And then the first person to show up, God bless her, was the coach that wanted to come and see how these are done. Y'all, I was so nervous, but eventually, and I'm texting them all. I'm like, where are you at, Sally Sue? Where are you at, John Smith? I was so looking forward to seeing you. And I challenged them, and I'm going to share my screen and show y'all our first Health and Hope. You will see, I think my screen's sharing now. You will see, there they are. Finally, my mama showed up. She's in the back. She was an hour late. That stinker. But you know, we had a few people show up, and it was our first one. And I was like, I only know how to do two things. I know how to love people, and I know how to make a lean and green. So I just made a lean and green, and I just loved on the people, and they came, and I was so pumped. And then that turned into a cooking class idea. We had a chef come in that was a son of one of our coaches. He came in, and he showed us how to make a lean and green, and we loved on people, and we made connections, and we got more people in the room, and we made some flower pots. Then we had a lean and green tasting night. We had coaches and clients and potentials come and bring a sample lean and green, and people started sampling. I think they got like 6 clients out of this event. It was so dang fun. Then that turned into healthy happy hour. Y'all, I didn't really know what y'all meant by healthy happy hours. I thought y'all meant actually healthy happy hours. So we actually taught people how to make healthy cocktails. Y'all, I was like, finally, I knew I went to college for something. So I sure did play bartender in the back there. That's me. And I'm making healthy cocktails for people. We had so much fun, met lots of people. Then we had coffee with clients, and we went to a coffee shop, kept it simple. We tried to keep these low cost and just fun, and invited clients. Clients brought a friend. And, you know, our coaches just really poured into people, and we just loved on people. This is a client sharing her testimony, how she got some breakthrough. Then out in PNW area in Washington State, they just did a client appreciation picnic, threw together a picnic, totally free. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your dog, bring your kayaks. Let's get on the water. Let's have fun. And we just had a good time. And then I started to get bold, and I started to host my own. And from this point on, I've been committed to hosting one every month. I brought in a personal trainer that's tried to build his own business, and he a self-defense guy, and he taught us self-defense, and we had a blast. And then you can see we had my whole 2 clients showed up this month for the turkey trot in November. But it doesn't matter, you guys, this is an event, and we had so much fun, and I get to share with people. Like, I'll tell you how I use these, but you remember this one only had 2 people at this event. But don't you know, when I'm talking about an event, I'm like, girl, come to our events. We have so much fun. We run turkey trots. We do cooking classes. I'm not saying only 2 people showed up, right? But we had obviously a blast. You can see us crossing that finish line. And then we had, this was one last month that was so much fun. Y'all, these are growing. Obviously, I'm getting more confident in my ability to invite people and to host these things. We did a vision board make and take class where we had people bring their visions. I said, it's BYOD, bring your own dream and I'll do the rest. And they brought their dreams and we put them on paper and we had so much fun. And let me tell you how I'm using these events to meet new people. Obviously, I'm inviting every local client to these events. Like, this is how you get part of the community. This is the community piece that I talked to you about on that health assessment. It's get your booty in the room, right? I'm hosting this. I tell them I'm hosting this for you, right? And so they come. We have Jazzercise coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be fun. But here's how I'm using this, and I'll end with this. Everywhere I go, I'm meeting people, right? I'm the kind of person that has never met a stranger. I'm in line at a grocery store. But oftentimes, until I embraced events, I didn't know how to use these. And the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Lisa Castro, told me, always have some event you're inviting people to. And if you're not hosting one yourself, if you go to church, you got a weekly event you can invite people to. Always have an event you are inviting people to. So I met a gal at my son's basketball game last week and she's cheering for her son. I'm cheering for my son. We do like mamas do. He's so cute. Oh my gosh, you must be so proud. What's your name? I'm Jamie. I'm Shelby, you're Jamie. And she starts telling me she's new from Pennsylvania, new to the area. And I'm like, Jamie, oh my gosh, welcome to Midlothian. That's the town we live in. I said, girl, I host monthly events connecting people in our town. I would love for you to come. What's your name? Are you on Facebook? Connected her either on Facebook, invited her to the next event. Always have an event you're inviting people to. If you're not hosting one, pair up with other people in your community, find a way, get creative, and literally let these create new hope and new life in your business like it has done for me. And that's it, Dan. Thank you for your time.
Woo! Did you all hear Shelby say that she wasn't, like, she was scared of this at first? Like, she didn't know what to do? Like, she just started doing it. That's the key. There are so many streams for you guys to reach people. And this is just one of them. So I love the idea of always having an event that you're inviting people to. At your event that you're doing, invite them to the next event. And it doesn't matter if it's two people, if it's 100 people. That's not the point. You're getting yourself out there and getting around people. So I love it. Thank you, Shelby. All right. We're going to close with this. And I'm going to show you that group strategy to get all that engagement at the very end. So that's your reward for sticking around. But before we do that, we want to leave you with the most important strategy that you can apply, that everybody on here can do, no matter what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. If you will put this into practice for the next 90 days, it will change your business. I have seen this over and over and over, and it's crazy. We encourage people to do this all the time, and there's not a month that goes by that somebody doesn't come back to me and say, hey, I decided to finally start doing this thing, and oh my gosh, it works. Like, we've been training this for 10 years, folks. So if you want that thing that you put in the chat or in the comments at the beginning of this Zoom, do you remember that? A long time ago, about an hour and 15 minutes ago. If you want that, this is your key. And to introduce it, the queen of this strategy, Shelly Yost.
What's up, guys? I am so glad to be with you this morning and to just confirm what we just heard. I'm 7 minutes from a Health and Hope, so I'm in my car, so hopefully everything's good. Getting in person, we were in person last night. But let me tell you about your daily business building activities. Guys, this is what is going to move you forward. And Annie, I'm so glad you followed your heart. I had a revelation, okay? This week, this last week, the beginning of February, our team, we started these Empower Hours where we're setting a specific time. And my revelation was, I have to lead one. I don't know about you guys. I don't show up for myself the same way that I show up for other people. And I don't know what that is, and I'll get in therapy and I'll figure it out. But listen, I do know that about myself. I know I show up for other people. So instead of trying to sit in your house and be like, I'm going to do my daily business building, but then you end up folding laundry, or I'm going to do my daily business, but your friend calls, so then you go out with them. If you need other people to hold you accountable to do this thing, then do that. Put yourself in the best position. Guys, we're starting conversations. Literally, we start a timer and I'm like, okay, we're all going to set conversations for 7 minutes. Can you do it for 7 minutes, right? We're starting conversations. We're working on our posts for that day. We are making friend requests. We're working our posts, right? I say this every single morning with my team. Guys, you are starting conversations. You're creating engaging content. You are making new friends. And if you're not working your posts, it's just like Rhonda was talking about. You've got people responding to you and you're just leaving them there. But you have to set aside the time to do that. And I will say in the last 10 days, I've only been doing it Monday through Friday, Thursday and Friday of the first week, Monday through Friday of this week, I can't keep up with the responses in my messenger. And I was someone who would be like, I'm doing the work because I would post. I'm doing the work because I would start conversations with people that came across my feed. I'm doing the work because I would be on Facebook for like a lot of time, right? I'm doing the work because I'm doing these things. But there's a difference between doing the work and strategically doing the work. And that is what setting aside your time and doing it is. And I just want to speak to the free spirits in the room, because I will tell you, on my Coach Explore, Corey Baker said, you can do this from anywhere. And that is what sold me, because I want to live in my own world. I want to be in my little Mini Cooper, driving all around, meeting people. That's what I like. But I think I've come to grips with the fact that I actually can't be one of those people that says, put it in there and it's not optional, but it's movable. I actually don't think I can be that person. So you know what? My hour is from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. So my husband has agreed to get my kids up and get them ready for school, because if I don't finish it first, now I talk to Jesus first, but after that, if I don't finish it first, over 5.5 years, I've proven to myself that I'm not a movable kind of person. And so you need to be honest with yourself and say, am I a movable person? Am I somebody who can say, I'll do this from 10 to 11, but if somebody calls me for coffee, I can move it from 12 to 1. Are you really that person? Maybe you are. Awesome. I'm so happy for you. I had to come to grips with the fact that I'm not that person. I need to set it as an appointment, and I have to say no to everything else, because actually saying no to that one little hour or putting it somewhere where no one else is, I'm on the East Coast, y'all. I'm like, me and my girls, we got like 10 of us that show up at 6 a.m. We're the only ones up. Nobody's calling me to disturb me. I have to put it in a time block that I know is going to be non-negotiable for me. Now, have I done way more actions later in the day because that first set is done? Yes. When I sit in my car for my 10 minutes when I'm ready to pick up my kids, am I replying to messages because I already started the conversation at 6 a.m.? Yes. My pockets that I now have that are flexible are way more productive because I've gotten it done at the beginning. So my challenge to you, you know, I've been wrestling with this for a while. And so some of us are using this 90-day run book that really just puts it all in one place. But I really just said, okay, I've been learning the same thing for 5 years. But for some reason, I need to put it in a place where it's all together, where I can track it, where I can be accountable to myself. And I've started more conversations Monday through Friday than I did thinking and having it looming over my head all the time that I wasn't doing enough, right? Anybody else? One in the chat all day long. I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. By 7:30 a.m., I know I've done my bare minimums. They're done. An hour of business building activities. Now I can support my clients. I can keep it going. So I just challenge you guys, because I just want you to be real with yourself, right? That's exactly what Annie was talking about. Are you really someone who can do what you're saying you're doing? Are you really someone who it can be negotiable, or does it not need to be negotiable? If you worked a different job and they told you I'd be there at 9 and you were like, well, somebody called me for coffee at 9, you'd get fired, right? So be honest with yourself and set the time and make it non-negotiable. Friday morning, I woke up in an 8-year-old's room because I was going to a Health and Hope the next day. It was pink everywhere. That would have been a morning where I didn't do my activities because I'm traveling for work. I'm working this whole time. I am totally filling my funnel. But because I had an appointment with my girls at 10 a.m., at 6 a.m., I opened my laptop with no fancy light, no fancy thing, not even in great car light. And I said, here we are. From 6 to 7, we're going to do our business building activities. And then I'm going to go on with the rest of my day because I put it somewhere where it's never negotiable. Thanks, Dan.
Guys, that's the key. That's the key. I talk to so many coaches, leaders on here. You do as well. They're like, yeah, I get the work in. Well, when do you do it? Well, whenever I can fit it in, which means I don't really do the top of the funnel work. You do reactive work. If something comes at you, you reply to it. If somebody comments, then you comment back. You're not in control of how many people go in the top of your funnel. Like, that's the whole thing, you guys. If you will just set a time for proactive top of the funnel work, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, 15 minutes a day, whatever is equal to where you want to get to, right? What was your goal you put in 90 days? Well, if you want to be, you know, global director, be making $10,000 a month, you can't put 15 minutes a day in your schedule between for the next 90 days. I'm sorry, that just doesn't work. Not on this planet, probably not in the universe at all. Okay. So that work has to equal, but it also doesn't have to be 10 hours a day. It doesn't have to be 8 hours a day. How crazy is that? You can become a global director making $10,000 a month, income disclosure statement, and you don't have to actually work a full 8 hours a day doing this top of the funnel work. Why is it so hard for us? Gosh, I hope you all are still listening to this. I hope you just heard Shelby. Why is it so hard for us to just put a stinking hour in the day of proactive work? Why is that so hard? One of the greatest things that we have done since I have been, our team has done, since I have been coaching, is start these empower hours. Not because power hours is a new thing. We call them empower hours. But because we've asked leaders to lead, not one day here and one day there, we called them to a high level and said, all right, Shelly, this is why Shelly's doing these at 6 a.m. Shelly, you pick your time that you're going to lead, that you're going to get your BBAs in, your business building activities, top of the funnel, proactive work for 1 hour every day, because I know Shelly's goals. And I said, Shelly, you know it's going to take a minimum of an hour of, it's 5 hours a week. It's Monday through Friday. Okay, so like that's not even a, so I'm not even asking you for extra time, Shelby, but will you set your time and open up your computer, open up Zoom, and let other people come on with you and put some prompts up on the screen and do it? Well, she just couldn't say no. Like, I mean, I let her pick the time. She's got to get him in anyway. She's got goals. I mean, it was like she didn't stand a chance. And I'm telling you, it has been massive for her and the other leaders. We're doing 7, 8, 9 of these per day. And to be honest, here's a little secret. I don't care how many people show up. Because those leaders that want to grow their businesses are getting their business building activities in. And you know what's crazy? It's contagious. They're inviting their teams. They're, hey, come with me. Hey, let's do this. And they're growing. And if we can get everybody in this boot camp on this Zoom, just getting your daily business building activities in, it is an absolute game changer. I can't say that strong enough. We're going to bring on the last person here who, and I love his story. And everybody on here has the receipts to prove it. He's bringing people on. He is so committed to his daily business building activities, and I actually don't know if Empower Hours is part of his strategy or not. Doesn't matter, but he is so committed that no matter what is happening, I would almost bet you, and Ryan, I don't wish this upon you, but if Ryan's house burned down tomorrow, I would put a lot of money on the fact he would still figure out a way to get his daily business building activities in, because he is that committed to the mission and the outcome that he desires. So Ryan, finish us up here. Share a little bit of your experience with daily business building activities and what you've seen it create in your business.
So yeah, thanks, Dan. I am a high school English teacher from Salem's Grove, Pennsylvania. I've been coaching for 4 years. I lost 106 pounds on the program, saved my life. I made the decision after about a year of getting healthy and reducing the financial stress from my life that there was not going to be an exit ramp here, regardless of how busy I would get. My kids play three sports, and we have travel sports throughout the summer. I have a wife who struggles with depression, and a lot of times I'm like a single parent, so I'm doing it all. But that, you know, and if I'm keeping it real, like I coach, my big why is I still have the fear of being the framed photo at my kid's wedding. And I've seen so many coaches come in and out of the business who lost their weight, and then they meet discouragement, and then they fall out of their business and they fall out of their health. And I let the fear of that drive me, if I'm being perfectly honest. Like I do my business building activities, and that's a motivation in the back of my head, because I want to stay healthy and I want to help others do that too. So my structure at first, for the first couple of years, was committing to the bare minimum. What is your bare minimum? What is your capacity? Like, what time do you have in your day, and what is the bare minimum? And for a while, like, I was fine with that, because when you do your bare minimum every single day, your capacity will grow. So I'm speaking to a lot of the people who work full time, like, what do you have to give, and commit to what you have to give, and you will get more proficient as you do your bare minimum every single day. But this year I decided that I wanted to step it up. My word of the year was pivot. Okay. My word of the year is pivot. I want to like really look at every week what I'm doing and how potentially I can be better. So I shifted my mindset first from I have to I get to, and that has been profound for me. I started getting up happily at 5 a.m. to do power hours every single day, and being on there every single day to be better. Recently, I shifted the whole mindset of BBA, and I'm sorry if this is going to replace, what we call them, but I call them relationship building activities. It's so much better when we call them relationship building activities. Everything that I do in my day, I do with intention, okay? Relationship with others, relationship with God, relationship with myself, because keeping commitments to myself are a part of my schedule and the things that I do during the day. Okay, reading the affirmations from Megan, going to bed at night and first thing in the morning, that's a relationship building activity with myself. And I'm becoming a lot of those things because I read them every single day. So what, like, I'm telling you, every single minute of my day is done with intention now. And this has been a process of 4 years of growing. I've become obsessed with personal growth. So it's a process to get to this point, but when you commit, when you make the decision, as Dan said in the beginning, to commit to becoming your best self, okay, and getting into structure, leaning into your mentorship, great things can happen, and you can impact tons of people along the way, which is why we are here. Thank you.
Oh man, I've never heard that, relationship building activities. I absolutely love that. Maybe we'll shift to that, although it sounds very close to RBF, so I don't know if we can get away with that or not, but I like it. RBA is relationship building. If you don't know what that is, ask Josh McDermott. Brilliant, Ryan, brilliant. I love it. Relationship building activities. Listen, we've been putting some links in the chat. We put a link to the Empower Hour calendar. You can feel free to jump on anyone that you want to. There's a Facebook group that we go live into 8-9 times a day. There's a self-study, self-led video Empower Hour that's in that link as well. There is if you need training on the skills involved in your daily relationship building activities, that is there. Literally, everybody, you have no excuse to not do this. If you can't get it in on your own, and most of us are not strong enough to do it, make yourself accountable to somebody else. I'll say this, what we've been posting, that's what our organization is using. I know If you're in the Howard organization, they have a different calendar. We completely stole their idea, their self-led video one. Tiffany said, take it all. And we're like, all right, we're going to do it. Brilliant. They've been doing it for quite a while as a pilot program, and it's going amazing. So if you're in the Howard organization, get that calendar. If you're on here and your organization is not doing these, ask your mentorship if they think this would be beneficial to you. And listen, jump on one that we put out there. We don't care. This is not like a secret society. It doesn't cost the leader anything more if there's another person on there doing the daily business building activities with you. Does that make sense? So this is our gift to you, the abundant gift of jump on, ask your leader if you guys are doing anything like that, but make yourself accountable. Now, you're probably going, well, what are the relationship building activities? This is how simple it is, you guys. All business is conversation. All relationships starts with conversations. You're starting conversations. You're adding friends. You're meeting new people. You are posting on social media. If you're doing the group strategies, then you're working the groups. You're working your posts. Like, this is not hard. We say it's proactive top of the funnel work because it creates all the other movement in your business. You see, some of us are trying, I can't see any movement in my business. That's because you're not creating, like you're looking halfway down your funnel, or you're looking at the bottom of your funnel where the client or the coach pops out and you're like, I don't have anything popping out. Or you look in the middle, you're like, I don't have anybody I'm in conversation. Like, there's nothing. You gotta do, this is so simple, you guys. You just have to do the top of the funnel proactive work. That will create all the movement in the rest of your business. It is literally that simple. Now, before your head argues with me, well, I did. Will you just trust the process? We would not get on here and lie to you. Everybody you heard from today is having success. I've never in 10 years seen somebody who does consistent relationship building activities day after day that has not seen success. Never seen it. Never. I'll bet you $1 billion. If you do this correctly for 90 days, you will see massive movement in your business. Like, what, isn't it crazy that like just 2 + 2 = 4? And that's how simple it is. It's simple. It's not easy. So one of the reasons for these Empower Hours, you can create your own, get together with another coach, say, hey, we're going to meet at 6 a.m. We're just going to pop up a computer, or we're going to get on the phone. We're each going to just hold each other accountable for doing our daily business building activities. That's it. You're looking for that secret sauce, that shiny object, that tool, that training that's going to change your life. You just heard it. You have it. You have everything. We're never doing another boot camp. We're never doing another training. I'm never coming. This is the last time you are ever going to see me on Zoom, because we just gave you everything that you need. So folks, it has been so great hanging out with you over these last 10 years on Zooms, doing these boot camps, but I'm telling you, I'm done. Just kidding. I'm not. I love it too much. It's too much fun. But that's all you need. That's the point, is that's all you need. Okay. If you're in our organization, I know in the Howard's organization, the Schatz Lines organization, we're going to be going on an official 90-day run. I probably should announce that, because I don't know if that's public or if everybody's doing it for sure or not. But here's the deal. In our organization, coming out of our Awaken event, we are going, and there's some other organizations that are combining with us, so just check with your leadership. If your organization is not doing it, that doesn't mean you can't create one of these by yourself. We're going to go on a 90-day commitment, a 90-day run, we're calling it. And you know what's simple? It's just 90 days of getting your daily business building activities in. That's it. If you'll just make that one commitment to your 90-day business building activities, and 90 days of pursuing your health on point. That's it. Okay. So it's 9:40. Went 1 hour and 40 minutes today. I hope it was valuable. I feel a little bad because we could have probably just done this last couple minutes of relationship building activities, and that's all you need. But hey, we all like hanging out together. Thank you for not thank you, congratulations for investing your Saturday mornings to be part of this. Thank you to everybody who shared today. Everybody on this bootcamp, especially if you've shown up for 5 weeks, you have everything you will ever need to build this business. Stay connected with your mentorship. Execute on some of the things that we talked about. And I fully expect to see every single one of you in 90 days at that goal that you put in the comment, in the chat earlier. I fully expect that. Question for you. Do you fully expect that? Are you fully committed to it? Do you know what it's going to take to get there? We just gave you all the tools, but if you need to have a conversation with your mentorship to get it lined out, I fully expect every one of you in 90 days. And I'm going to print this chat out and I'm going to personally follow up with every one of you in 90 days. I don't know if I really do that, but as far as you know, in my spirit, I'm going to be following up with you in 90 days at the end of May. Actually, let me do this. We'll end with this. Let me be the first one to congratulate you on reaching that 90-day goal. I want you to feel that. I want you to feel that. Congratulations. You've done it. Congratulations. You got there. What does that feel like? What does it feel like? Now, the simple part. You just go make it happen. All right. I love all you guys very much. This has been a blast. I will let you get to your Saturdays. Get into some type of accountability on your relationship building activities. Ryan, I love that, man. Especially since his name is Ryan, am I saying it right? Bettle. Ryan Bettle, RB, relationship building. I don't know if you planned that, but that's pretty cool. All right. There's a journal. We put a link in there, 90-day run journal. That's what we're going to be using when we officially launch our 90 days. A bunch of people are using that already. You can use a piece of paper if you want. Doesn't matter, but this is a great resource available to you. Jason Yost just put the link in the chat. Nobody's making money off this. I don't get a commission on this. That's not why I'm putting it out there. I just happen to think it's a really great tool. If you need something, you want it all in one place for some tracking and accountability. Okay. All right. Love you guys. Bye, everybody. We will see you at the next boot camp, I guess. I don't know. Bye.